Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you?
Hello?
Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you?
Hi, is Ruben available?
This is he.
Hi, Ruben. This is Daniel Taylor from Jefferson Crest. I was just talking to John, and he referred me over to you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me bring up your account. Give me one second, please. Can I put you in a brief hold?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't want it.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. All right. Nice to meet you, by the way. I heard you were out at a conference, correct?
Say it again.
I heard you were out at a conference, correct?
No, I had a I was running out somewhere, and I told him I was going to be in my car. I said to make sure that you didn't want me to write down anything because I was driving. And I told him to call you back later, but he said, no, call back now. So I said, okay, good.
No worries. No, I think you were at a conference last week when I called. No big deal. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Oh, yes. Good to meet you, too.
So what I want to do, my role here as an underwriter to kind of figure out what you're looking for and make sure it makes sense and sign off on the loan. I wanted to make sure for is just talk to you and kind of figure out what amount of capital you're looking for, what the money's for, what's your return on investment. The basic notes that I have here is that you were just, if I can bring up these notes, is that you are a senior home care facility.
Yeah.
Average client cost, you charge about $3,000, between $2,000 to $3,000. But there's some notes about purchasing a home, so I wasn't really sure what you were looking for this money for. So could you give me a little feedback here?
Okay. A little gist of what we do. You know, as a home care agency, we either go into someone's home and provide services, or they go into a nursing home and we provide services.
Okay.
Our company is going a different direction.
Okay.
Not that we don't do all those other things for the last 13 years, but we're moving into what's called respite care. Now, respite care is like, Ruben, if your mom or your dad needed to go somewhere, you know, you were taking care of them because they were ill, and you and your wife needed to go on vacation, and you want to just be gone for 5 days, but now you're saying, well, we can't go because mom has nowhere to go. You bring them with us, and then we take care of them for those 5 days. You usually come out and tour the place, and that's where the money is going to go. We're looking for about $80,000, and what we'll do is we'll use some of that money to purchase the home, and then we'll use the rest of that money to rehab the home. We already have people who live in this home already, but in order to increase the amount of money that we charge, and Ruben, unfortunately, this is how it goes, it's by looks. You know, people, they're not going to pay $3,000 for something that doesn't look, you know, worth it. So we have to rehab, put a ramp in front of the house. We have to open up the doorways a little bit more for wheelchairs.
Just so I can understand. So you own properties and you're trying to renovate these properties.
Yes.
Okay, so how many properties do you own?
I have three right now. Well, I have more properties, but three that I own for the business.
Okay, and right now, without the proper capital, you're not attracting the right client, correct?
Right, yes, for our new respite home. This is the one particular home, because we own property that we do a 5-apartment unit where we cluster people together, or a group home where we cluster people together.
Okay. And I know you're working with John, who's a very, very good rep of ours. People love working with him. And I think one of the things that he kind of focused, or you focused on the conversation, was that you kind of live and die by your credit score. Most of the debt on your personal credit, you're a 648 right now on Experian, and much of the debt on your personal credit is actually related to the business, but it's showing up on your personal credit report and kind of dragging your score down. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is.
Okay, and I see, for example, you just have, like, for example, you had Wisconsin Women's Business personal loan that was paid for $5,000, but that showed up at your personal credit as a debt obligation. There's another loan you actually took from them as well for $20,000. But for some reason, all these debts are showing up your personal credit. Just to tell you what we would provide for you, our loan would not go on personal credit. No, it doesn't show up on personal credit. And the reason is twofold. Number one, most customers are going to return to Bank of Cardiff that end up working with us. But since we do larger loans, you know, having $20,000 at the end of the day is not going to be a make or break decision. But, you know, if you borrow $250,000 and that debt goes on your personal credit, it's very hard to justify additional debt, whereas this loan goes under business credit. So just, you know, any loan we provide for you, it wouldn't show up on debt obligation on your personal credit. The only way your personal credit would be affected is if you default. So if you stop paying us, you know, we might ding your credit there, but the loan actually is the borrower is the business. So you said around $80,000 is what you're looking for. Is that correct?
That's what we're looking for, yes.
Where does that number come from?
Well, that number comes from, it's 55 to get the building that we want to hold on to.
Oh, are you purchasing it cash?
That building. Yeah, we're purchasing that building, then we're going to use the rest of the cash to remodel it.
Okay.
And then move from there.
Okay. And can I ask why you're not seeking, say, like a traditional mortgage? Is it just a smaller property that you want to pay cash for?
Well, it's a smaller property we want to pay cash for. The bank that we normally work with, you know, they were very happy to give us $650,000, but they kind of hemmed and hawed when we asked for only $80,000. It didn't make sense to me, but I'm not a banker, so I didn't really understand.
Was that $650,000 for a building?
Say it one more time.
When you were talking about $650,000, was that a loan for a building, or what was that loan for?
For a loan for the property, yes, for another property.
Okay, and do you have a loan with them right now on that?
Yeah, we have a loan already for another property. I have three properties, and all three of them are underneath that small business loan.
Okay. Real quick, give me a second.
And then we thought the process would be faster if we went through. Because, you know, you go through Wells Fargo, it's going to take a lot of blood and sweat and tears to get this
A lot of questions. Okay. Yeah, so let me kind of walk you through what's available. If you have any questions, I know you're in your car. Feel free to...
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Feel free to stop, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions. So, we're similar to the fact of Wells Fargo in terms of a business loan, but what I want to jump into is how our loans work and what amount we could lend you. So, we justify our loans. It's a cash flow-based loan. You're not putting real estate as collateral, and we'll lend usually up to about 10% of your gross sales. Now, what I also know from the notes is you have a $150,000 line of credit. $80K right now is being utilized for payroll, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the way that our funding would work is you don't have to borrow any more for your business than you're comfortable. If you want to borrow $20,000 or $30,000, that's not a problem. However, I've been with our firm for about 9.5 years, and I think sometimes, especially since your experience with Wells Fargo, I'm assuming sometimes you don't want to ask for too much because you're afraid you're going to get declined. You kind of want to stay on the safe side, correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's always.
And that's a common misconception in business loans, but it's unfortunately what customers are kind of forced to do. So to kind of throw it out there, we want to help your business grow. We're not afraid to give you the money you need for. So what I want to do is give you an idea of your loan amount that we'd be comfortable with and then kind of work backward from there. So we'd be comfortable up to about, for an unsecured loan, up to about $250,000. That'd be the max. You can borrow less than that. That's completely fine. The reason that number is done is it's a cash flow-based loan. It's based on your annual sales volume and your cash flow. I guess the question I'd ask you is, every business owner is always looking for other opportunities. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. Obviously, lines of credit have their limits. Could you use any additional funding besides the $80,000 you're looking for right now? Could you put that to good use? Could you get a good, healthy return on your investment, hire more employees, market, so on and so forth?
And the answer to that question is always yes, we could. Have we moved into that next phase? That probably would happen after this phase happened with this respite home.
Okay. And to just kind of go through your bank statements, I see that it's a lot of money in, a lot of money out. So I'm assuming cash flow is the most important thing, correct?
Correct.
Okay. One other question. This is the first kind of, you said, phase. What would, if you use additional money, what would it be going for? Would it be hiring more people, employees? What would be the use?
Well, the second phase would be to get another property, such as this one that we're talking about, to put people in as a respite, because that's going to be our main goal that our business is moving into.
Okay.
So you get a big enough building that can accommodate enough people, but yet still feel homey. So, you know, that's our next phase, is finding a building like that.
And of your other properties, are you trying to remodel the other properties or just this one you're looking at right now?
Well, I have some other properties, but is remodeling, that's, you know, that's phase 3 and 4. You're way ahead of me.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna throw some numbers at you and kind of walk you through the zone. And I'm not sure if you've heard of the product we provide, so I want to make sure you're kind of answer any questions you have. So in terms, have you ever heard of a working capital loan? Have you ever been offered this product? Have you ever done this product?
I have not.
Okay, so it's not meant to compete with your line of credit. It's additional funding. It isn't a line of credit, so maxing it out. I know you've got $150,000 line of credit. You're using $80,000. I assume you don't want to go any higher than that, correct?
No, we don't.
Okay, and I'm, you know, lines of credit are just, they're kind of like a game. You keep them low use because the higher you go, the more your bank looks at you with the kind of a furrowed brow. So the loan amount we do would be $250,000. That'd be the max amount. Now, the way this loan is underwritten is this is a cash flow-based loan. It goes up to, it usually goes from about 6 months to 2 years. Now, the loan, the way you repay the loan, it's very unique. It's called a micropayment. So rather than you paying a bill at the beginning of the month like a secured real estate loan, we're just putting a UCC in the business to protect our interest. So you actually have two options. We either have what's called a daily draw, which means 5 days a week, no weekends, no holidays. We take a small debit out of the account. Or we do a weekly draw, which is we take it once a week. We're open to both options. In terms of funding, you know, I can sign off your loan after I just put a pen to paper. The funds could be in your account by tomorrow. It's a pretty quick process. It's no real hoops to jump through. However, I would want to get an understanding of, do you want to potentially do 80 now and more later? Because that's a really important question. And the reason I mention that is the following. A lot of customers come to us. They're kind of being hit with the number of, oh, wow, a bank really wants to lend to me. This is great. But they're not sure how much they want to borrow. And if you do 80 now, I can structure the loan that within, say, 3 months, you could, within a three-month window, you could potentially borrow more, but I can't guarantee it. And so often what happens is a customer will borrow the bare minimum they need, and then and then 4 months later or 3 months later have a cash flow issue, maybe have a negative bank statement, these things happen, and say, oh, we could really, really use that money, and they're kind of back to square one. So to give you an idea, you'd be looking about $250,000. I think the next appropriate step would maybe, you know, now that I've hit you with this data, is you kind of say, hey, do I want to do 80 now, or could I use extra funds? This is a product based on growth.
Okay, so we could use extra funds. That would be true. So if you said it was 80 and we went up to 100,000,
yeah, you could do that.
How is the loan structured when you do it that way? So, for instance, I'm asking interest rates, and because you mentioned already payments every day or payments
once per week. So here's how the loan works. And it's just an order of operations. So we can give you different options. I'm not going to, just like your clients, I'm not going to send you 20 different options and 20 different spreadsheets. It'd be overwhelming. The most important thing of order of operations is to see how much money do you want right now with, and potentially do you want to access additional capital in the future, and if so, how much? That's the most important thing. Once you tell me that number, I can give you a few options on different payback terms. So the longest term, obviously, here would be about 24 months. You're going to pay the most interest back. And as time goes backwards, as that loan gets shorter, you're going to have, obviously, less payback, less interest. And it's going to be completely your choice. So you're actually able to set your own rate and terms here. You're able to choose from a variety of options. But I think the most important thing is to get an idea of how much capital do you want right now. Is it that 100? Is it that 80? Is it that 250? Because those are wildly different numbers.
Okay, so we said, let's just stick with 100. So we said 100, and we did that for 24 months. How would it be structured?
Okay, so let's bring this up. Bear with me. So bear with me real quick.
Okay.
And what other, I know you mentioned your bank, and, you know, I know sometimes when you work with a sales rep, you know, you kind of want to hold something back. Are you considering other options? Have you applied for any other loans at this time? Or are you, is this more just you're wanting to do something that's fast?
We wanted to do something that's fast. So no, I have not applied. Like I told you, my bank, you know, they would give us the money. It was just a big hoop that they wanted us to jump through. Because okay. It's going to take a long time. I guess when you're looking for $600,000, it's the same amount of work as for $40,000.
That's correct. You know?
And the banker, I think, was in his mind saying, why are you calling me? I'm sure that's what happened.
Okay. And you just, I'm sure you want to keep that relationship, you know, managed well, correct?
Yeah, we have a good relationship with them.
Okay. So, yeah, so let me give you some numbers, and we can take from there. So bear with me here. So I'm going to give you, and is your goal to do the longest possible term, the lowest possible payment, or do you anticipate that paying this off, you know, within like a 12 to 9 month period?
No, and that was going to be the other question. Is there a penalty for paying things off early? Do we get less of an interest rate? You know, things, questions like that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I can answer that question. So on the vast majority of our programs, we'll actually give you a discount for paying off early. We have very few customers who do pay off early, and here's the reason why. It's always about a return on investment. So if our customer says, let's just say you owe us $30,000 at any point, and our standard discount usually ranges, it's usually around 6% or more. So let's just say you would save $1,800 by paying that loan off early. For many of our customers, they're like, hold on, do I want to pay this loan off and say $1,800, or do I want to take that $30,000 and reinvest it in my business? Mainly they're going to choose to reinvest, especially because I notice sometimes the banks get pretty light, but we do give you that option because we're a relationship-based institution. Customers work with us multiple times, so we don't have a problem giving you a discount to pay off early, but just to be realistic with you, it rarely, rarely happens. So what I want to do is give you some numbers on, and you said 100K, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just give you some numbers. Bear with me. So I'm going to give you two really, really solid options, and okay. I'd like you to choose from them. Give me your thoughts. So if we do a $100,000 loan, I think the best options here are a 15-month term and a 24-month term, just for you to compare. So if you do $100,000 and you did a 15-month term, the payback on that would be 124. So it's a 124. It's a rate factor over 15 months. So you're borrowing 100 grand, your business is paying back over a period of 15 months. You're paying back a total of $124,000. On the program I'm quoting you, it's a daily draw, 22 days per month. So what that means is the $100,000, you would just take 124,000, you divide that by 15 months, you divide that by 22 days, and so that gets you to a payment of, give me 1 second, about $375 a day. That's on
$375
a day, correct. Or on a monthly basis, it's running you $8,266. However, we can also get at some terms, and it's a very similar cost of funds. It's just a time value. You know, double the time, obviously more risk. So give you some ideas on, say, a 24-month period. What are some good options? Well, if you did that same $100,000 over a 24-month period, give me 1 second, you're looking at, sorry, I had to kind of calculate this on the fly, so I apologize.
That's all right.
I didn't know if we were talking today or tomorrow. So you're looking at a 24-month period. You're looking at a payback of, say, 129 over a 24-month period. So basically 5% more, but twice as long to borrow. So you're looking at a payback of 24. You're looking at a payback on that of 129. And so, and this is a payment where I'm quoting you daily draws, not weekly draws, just, you know, because it's discounted pricing. But that would run you on a monthly basis. Let's just bring this up. for $100,000, it'd run you $5,375 a month, or $223 a day. What I want to do is give you an idea, because this is a cash flow-based loan, and I think that's really the most important thing, I assume, is how this money's impacting your business, correct?
Mm-hmm, it is.
So, to give you a little feedback, the industry average for first-time loans, it usually starts quite a bit, to be blunt, a little more expensive than what I'm quoting you, and also the industry average is about 9 to 12-month terms. We just want to earn your business and have a long-term relationship, so we discount our pricing. So what I want to do is give you an idea of kind of cost comparison if you do a longer term, which there's no incentive for us to push you to longer term, but if you do a longer term, kind of what amount of capital you could potentially get, because that's really what it comes down to. So if you borrowed $100,000 over a 15-month period, you're looking at, just to bring that once more, you're looking at a payback of $124,000, which means on a monthly basis, that's running you $8,266. So we're just going to call it $8,300 and round up a month, okay? To give you, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can.
Perfect. Sorry, it's just a little fuzzy. So if we looked at a longer period of time, so what I want to do is just give you kind of a comparison and different loan amounts here, because that's really the most important thing. You could access, if you did $200,000, over a 24-month period, because the pricing is so cheap over a two-year period, you can borrow $200,000. Your payment would be $10,750 a month. So what I want to give you is kind of, I'm going to just give you an apples to apples that might kind of bring it to kind of an even comparison. So if you did, say, $175 over 24 months, your monthly cost would be $9,406. So essentially, a kind of highlight of this program is you're able to borrow a lot more capital with having a very similar payment at the end of the day by doing a longer period. Additionally, if you wanted to borrow $100,000 or $80,000 over 24 months, we'd be open to that. But I think the whole issue is that oftentimes, people, they'll come back 4 months later and they'll say, hey, I want this additional money, and we can't control that. We can't overpromise that.
Okay. So basically, borrowing $100,000, I'm paying $24,000 back, which is almost like. If I only need $80,000 of it, do I pay interest on that other $20,000 that I'm not using?
No. So here's there's a lot of different variables here, but let me kind of guide you. Do you mind if I kind of push you in the program that I think is the best option? So the real program, the best option here is the 24-month period, because you're paying about 1% per month for cash. That's a really good deal. That's a very, very good deal. I'd actually, don't take it in an arrogant way, I used to be on the sales side, and if I had this product when I was on the sales side, I would tell my customers, take this in a heartbeat. It's the best deal, because I know it is. So if you do, for every dollar you're borrowing, if you do a two-year period, you're paying back 29% over 2 years. That's 29% over 2 years. By the way, there's not a huge closing cost. There's a one-time origination fee taken out of funding of 2%. So you're paying 29 cents on the dollar over 2 years, or you're paying 24 cents on the dollar over 15 months. So you're having almost double the time, but not double the cost. Now, the question you asked is, if I borrow 80, am I paying interest on that other 20? Is that correct?
Right.
Cool. You're not. So we would give you loan documents based on the amount that you're trying to that you want to borrow. How we can word the contract, and this is a very general, non-promise thing. Generally, within the first 90 days of you funding, you can come back to us and ask for more money on that same loan. Generally, if your credit's the same, the cash flow's the same, we will extend that same offer. However, we cannot promise it. So what that means is, if you borrow, say, 80, and you did it over a two-year period, you can come back and say, hey, I want to borrow an additional $100,000. And just to kind of look at it, just your reference, the pricing that I'm quoting you, your limit is $250, but if we use this discounted pricing, it's $225. So if you borrowed $80, you would have another $145,000 available within 90 days. If everything is the same, you should be able to get that extra money. And if you want to do that extra loan, no big deal. We'll have you sign paperwork, keep the same pricing, everything's good to go. But I don't have the ability, because we can't predict the future. I don't have the ability to promise you and say, hey, Dan, this is definitely going to be here. I'm just not allowed to do that.
Okay.
But you will never pay interest on any amount you didn't borrow. So if you want to do 80 right now, it's still a great offer. It's completely your call.
So, but it's it's 80,000. But let's go back to the 100,000. So it's 100,000 over 24 months, which is 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay weekly, or you have to pay daily?
On this program, it's a daily draw because it's so significantly discounted. We have a weekly option, but unless that was a deal killer for you, I would stick with this option. I hope you just appreciate my bluntness.
Okay.
This is significantly discounted. Basically, just to give you a comparison, the average company in our industry for unsecured capital, they're going to charge you around 29 cents on the dollar over a year. We're charging 29 cents on the dollar over 2 years, so I'm confident that this is an amazing approval, which is kind of our standard, as an FYI.
So it's 29% on the dollar for 2 years, though. So
2 years.
1%. That's where you're going with that 1%.
Yeah,
that's where you're getting that from.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why it's something that we've actually rolled out in the last year, and I think customers appreciate it.
So we're locked into 2 years. So if you pay it off early, go ahead.
No, you're not locked into 2 years. So you'll have a stream of payments. However, if you want to pay off early, it would be included in your contract that you get a 6% discount for paying off early. So let's say you owe it $100,000, everything's going well, and you just want to pay it off. You ask for the discount, you pay from your account, we give you $6,000 off. What I'm saying is, if you borrowed, let's use that $100,000 example.
Okay.
And let's say 129. Half of that is 64.5. If you came back to us in a year and said, hey, I want to pay this off, 6% of 64.5, just doing some quick math in my head, it's around $4,000. So the question you'd ask yourself is, do I want to save $4,000 or can I make more than $4,000 by having access to $60,000 over a year? And generally that answer is going to be your return on investment is stronger than your profit is stronger than any interest savings, especially since you have some outstanding debt, which is just the clear answer. But we do include it simply because we don't like to put people's feet to the fire. We want to give you options.
Okay. So those two options, say for instance, I'm going with $100,000 again, those two options, say for instance, because my accountant will have a heart attack, be having someone take something out of our account every day.
Okay.
That will just drive us crazy because we're not a cash business like that. So are we able to calculate, say for instance, your daily draw, I don't know what it was, it was $200.
Oh yeah, you're going to actually in your contract, you'd have, here's what it's costing you monthly and daily. We of course have to do those disclosures. So let's talk about $129,000 over 2 years. So your monthly cost would be $15,375. Like I said, there'd be a 2% origination fee taken out after funding. So $5,375 divided by 22 days a month, your daily would be $244.32. Let me also address the issue, because you're going to your bookkeeper and they're saying, hey, I don't want to do this, or what is this, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to say.
Great. I answered this question a million times.
So you must be a bookkeeper.
No, I've been with our firm for 9 years. So I've seen every question under the sun, although I learn a lot. We just funded a client who's like, I don't want to do this. And we said, look, this is not a real estate loan. We're doing a cash loan that isn't underwritten on typical income verification. It's not underwritten on your financials. It's not underwritten on, collateral. It's not underwritten on the idea of, you putting up a real estate as a piece of collateral, like a traditional loan or a car.
Yeah, there is no collateral.
We're putting a UCC on the business just to make sure you don't get 15 loans on top of our loans, which is a prevalent problem in our industry when customers will try to get 5 or 6 loans at the same time and kind of in-debt themselves. They'll do way too much leverage. So the way I answer it is, look, it's not something you're used to, but it's no big deal. Customers do this all the time. We do thousands of loans a month, and it's pretty easy to reconcile. So in a sense, unfortunately, just have your bookkeeper deal with it, because the advantage is so strong.
Okay. Okay, now are you, how does this work? Do you send me an email with all this in there, or just a term, some minor terms, or how do you do it?
So to work to funding, it's really easy. I can walk you through it. So if you wanted to do 100K, just to confirm, that payment would be $244 and change a day. I'd send you out a contract via DocuSign. You'd send it, I'd send it to you to make your contract. I just need a copy of your driver's license and void a check. Mm-hmm. Send you out a contract to review, can answer any questions. Once it's completed, it goes through funding. Usually takes at most a day. Once in a while, we'll do a landlord verification where you rent or own all your facilities, where your location is.
We own the facilities, but we rent the office space. That's what you guys used.
Okay, so we would just call your landlord and say, hey, is your client behind? I assume you're not behind on rent, correct?
No, we're not.
Okay, no worries. So we'd call your landlord, verify the loan. We'd put the loan into your account. It's pretty much good to go. I would just kind of suggest to you, we're more than happy to do 100, but with this discounted pricing, this really good pricing, we're at 225. Oftentimes, when I speak to a customer, they'll think about it and they'll call me back the next day and say, hey, Ruben, you know what, we're going to stick with 80 or 100, or hey, look, I thought of something else I might be able to use this money for. Tax season is coming up, or payroll is coming up, or there's a new advertising campaign and that's going to cost money, but it's going to have a healthy return on investment. Can I do more? So I'd always ask you to sleep on this number real quick. You can feel free to email me, and I'm going to send you my contact information, your driver's license, and voided check. But if you, to give you those numbers, I just want to give you those numbers so you have them in front of you. So if you did the full amount over a two-year term, just to give you the numbers, you did, it'd be $225 would be the max loan amount at that pricing. Mm-hmm. Your monthly on that would be $1,293. So $12,093.75. So your daily on that would be $549. So I'll shoot you an email, but if you think you might want to borrow a little more, feel free to. And you can also calculate other numbers. It's a 129. So if you wanted to borrow 200, you know you've got those numbers flat.
Okay. Now, do you have my email address, or do you have to get it?
I was actually just going to ask you real quick.
Let me give it to you.
I've got Daniel Taylor. Taylor, is it at jeffersoncrest.com?
Yes, sir. Yes, Ruben.
Okay. It's not sir, it's just Ruben.
Okay.
So, Daniel, I've got it here. I'm going to send you an email with my contact information. I've thrown a lot of data at you. Like I said, it's your account could be funded today or tomorrow. Probably not today. It's a little late, but tomorrow, if not, for, you know, Thursday at the latest. Are there any questions that I can answer for you right now?
Not right now. I may have some for you, Ruben, tomorrow, but I will give you a call. Can I reach you at this number that I dialed before here?
Yeah, it's 9102. Okay. It is.
Okay, got it.
So I'm going to send you an email right now. And give me a holler. Look forward to getting this wrapped up for you.
I sure will. Thanks a lot, Ruben, for your time. I appreciate it.
You got it, Dan. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.